America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
I was looking for, because I got my Biden bucks, you know?
Yeah.
And there's some things that I need to get for myself, but I hate buying.
Right.
Underwear being one of them.
Yeah.
I'm a connoisseur with underwear.
Gotcha.
And I'm looking. I found a pair that was $130 for one pair of underwear.
I wouldn't even fart in those, dude. I would take them off to fart.
they're too good.
So stupid.
I want to try these Mac Weldon ones, but they're $28 a pair.
That's insane.
And
dude,
then you got to pay for shipping. So if I'm going to do that, then I might as well get a few pair to make it worth my while.
But no way,
I'm spending $100 on a few pairs of underwear.
I get the same underwear now. I get either Hanes. Or Amazon has, like, their own brand, like Amazon Choice or something, but boxer briefs.
Okay.
And because that's what
I like. Is it Amazon Basics?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's, like, five pair for, like, $20. And they're great. They're comfortable. Jesus. They breathe nicely. They're just like
They stay, you know, on your legs. They don't ride up into your sack or anything.
Not for me. No, man.
That's very important for me.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to be all bunched up in there.
Well, buy five pair. And if you don't like them, it's $20. Throw them away.
Okay.
You know, that's better than buying one pair.
What do you like about them? What's the material like?
It's cotton, you know, and maybe whatever, polyester. I don't know. But they're comfortable. Like I said, they breathe. You know, they're nice. They hold your stuff together.
You do boxer briefs.
Yeah.
I was thinking about, I'm getting older now.
Whitey tighties?
Perhaps switching to the briefs.
Okay. I don't like briefs.
Why don't you like briefs?
I don't know. I like to cover up as much as me as possible.
Yeah. Yeah. I just feel they're probably so much more comfortable.
Maybe. But I always think like it's going to chafe the inside of your leg where it kind of rides up in them.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know what I mean?
That is a good point.
I don't like that. And I feel like a baby wearing a diaper when I'm, you know, wearing briefs. I found a pair of briefs and I wore them. I had like a backup pair of underwear and they were briefs and I wore them one day last year. I felt like a big giant 5-year-old. I just didn't feel right in them. If you're like a super fit guy that's like a bodybuilder, fine, wear them, you know, but you're chubby, you look like a damn baby.
Yeah.
I have a giant baby body, you know? I got the same little folds they have, and it's like, honey, I blew up the baby. That's what my body looks like.
So I see the ones you're talking about, Amazon Essentials, 5-pack, tag-free boxer briefs.
Yeah, those are the ones.
But they also have a 7-pack of diapers.
Yeah, I know.
For $17.50.
Cheap, dude.
Really cheap.
That's what I'm saying. You're not gambling much, you know? Like, if you don't like them, use them as dish rags. Throw them away. Whatever. That'd be funny if you just had a bunch of boxer, like not a regular briefs, as like your dish rags, and you have like a Tinder date come over, and she's like, "Oh, let me take care of these dishes." She grabs your drawers, and I would only clean up brown things with it too. That way, let me wipe up that gravy with the acid these underwear I hate.
Did you swim in these? They smell like a pool.
Woman.
I don't know what that is. Weird. Lots of crazy world. Lots of smells. I don't know.
All right. We got some phone calls coming in now. I got a couple lines open. 727-579-1025. 800-771-1025. Let's play a game. Oh, yeah. See if they got the chops, Will. I don't think they're going to, but we shall see.
I believe.
Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Johnny B, boys, it's Matty J. What's good?
Oh, hey, Matty J. Matty, I have a question. Can you make me laugh?
You know I can.
All right,
absolutely. You guys ready?
Yeah, man.
All right, here we go. We're going on the underpants storyline.
Radio friendly.
Me and my father flew on. Oh, absolutely. We'll absolutely make it PG-13. We flew on a...
I don't know what happened to him.
I don't know what happened either.
I think he hit the mute button with his face
going
or
over
something.
A bridge or
says
something.
Says he's still on the phone, but.
Matty! Matt!
Yeah, the game is not make me wait! All right, call back. Good Lord. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
You guys wear underwear?
Yes.
That's pretty good.
That's weird.
Sorry, man.
The point. So I saw some vaccine testimonials.
Uh-huh.
The famous Greta Van Thunberg said that it was absolutely great, no side effects. And when I looked at the picture of her, it was a picture of Willie Nelson.
I don't hate it.
I do.
All right, bye-bye.
That sucks.
It would have been more funny to me if it would have just been like her same picture, and that was the side effect.
Was it because of weed? Or because of the
No, it just like
vaccine?
it made her look like an old man.
She does kind of look like Willie Nelson a little bit.
Not really. She just looks like an angry kid all the time. How dare you?
How dare you?
See, it's not hard to make me laugh. 727-579-1025. 800-771-1025. All right, I'll wait on some more people there. Okay, there you go. So where should I look? Maybe people want to call for this. I can't believe I'm torn on this. I can't believe this is bothering me. So my birthday is in 6 days, and Leah took the night off, and I might take the night off that night. Not sure yet. And I said, well, what are the plans? She's like, I'm going to take you out to dinner. I'm like, where are we going? She's like, wherever you want. I'm like, wherever I want. Okay. So now the options are so huge, because do I go to one of my go-to restaurants, or do I venture out and go somewhere I've never been?
I think you got to venture out. I think you research somewhere that you've been really wanting to go.
Yeah.
And that's maybe a little ritzy a little bit for a special birthday.
Maybe,
you know?
I like ritzy, but at the same time, I want to kind of gorge myself a little bit too. Like maybe get some really good like seafood, like a bunch of it or something. Because I'm like, my first thought was like, maybe we'll just
go to Red Lobster?
No, like Council Oak and get like the seafood tower.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's pretty penny on that.
Yeah, I'm not paying for it. My sugar mama paying for it. You know?
That's what's up.
That's what is up. She got Biden bucks too.
Did she really?
Court. I don't know if she did it. Yeah, I think she did. Maybe.
Sweet.
I think she just qualified. She's got friends that she works with that did not qualify though. They were like, I'm not getting it. Shut up, lady, you're rich. Johnny B Show, who's this?
Me?
Yep.
Yep.
Do y'all want to know what the guy with the biggest penis eats for breakfast each morning?
Yeah, I would love to know.
Well, this morning I had 3 eggs, piece of toast, and bacon.
I like it.
That's not bad.
I like it.
All right. Yeah, let's go. I love you, Johnny B.
Hold on, bro. Johnny B Show, who are you?
Oh.
Yeah, suck it.
Nervous Nelly.
No, he knew the other guy won. All right.
Wait, I won?
Yeah, dude, you won. I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll get your information, okay?
Well,
you don't want... You can't...
I work.
Okay, you can't go?
I deliver pizza Friday night, but if you're going to be in... When are you going to be in Bradenton? Because I'm trying to...
Saturday, baby! Come on!
Are you going to be going, like, to the bars?
I'm going to be performing at a piano bar.
Okay. Well, I might be able to see that.
That would be awesome.
Hopefully.
Thanks, bro.
Well, give the prize to the next schmuck.
Done. Thanks, pal. Bye.
Love Very y'all. Generous.
Love you. Bye.
See you, man.
Johnny B Show, who are you?
Hey.
Hey.
This is me.
I know.
There once was a man from Kent.
I hate this joke. It's horrible. Not good.
How's it end?
There once was a man from Kent who didn't have money for rent.
Yeah,
he,
that sucks.
Hold on. There wasn't. Didn't have money for rent.
That's all right. Forget it.
He fell into a ditch because his real name is Wally, and he's a bitch.
Oh, okay. I like that one. That would have won.
I know. Johnny B Show, who's this? Hello.
Hey, this is Jeff.
Hey, what's up, Jeff? What's going on?
How you doing? Am I calling 10,000?
No, you're 9,974. But if you make us laugh,
come on! I thought I had it timed perfect.
So close. Holy. So close.
If the game is to scare the hell out of me, you won. What is going on, dude? Where are you calling from?
I just want to see you live, Johnny. That's all.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in Sun City Center.
Oh, my God. Would you be willing Would you be willing to drive to Wild Rover Brewing over there in Tampa?
I would love to. I haven't been to a comedy show since I moved here from New York.
Yep.
And I've been wanting to go to one, so.
All right, you're going. I'm going to put you on hold, all right?
Nice, nice.
I love it.
All right, hold on. Don't hang up, and Will get your information,
yeah,
all right,
it's
going
to be a little bit, just so you know. Just
sit tight.
I will not, brother.
Hang all right, tight.
There you go. He sounded like he really wanted to go.
He did.
Makes me happy. Oh, hello, Johnny B. Show. Who's this?
If you think finding cinnamon or shrimp tails in your cinnamon.
Yeah, you can't stutter during your joke. I will hang up on you immediately.
You got a quick trigger finger.
I know. You like that? Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Yeah. First-time caller, first-time listener.
Okay.
Joke. What part of your body dies last?
I don't know, but after this call, I'm sure it's going to happen.
Okay. Your pupils, because they dilate.
I hate puns.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Worth a shot.
Yeah. Hey, I applaud the effort there, fella. Jeez.
Not bad. Not too shabs.
Oh, man. Oh, Lord, dude. This is why I don't hang out with any of my family, because there's always going to be one person at every gathering. It's like, oh, our comedian's here. I'm going to tell him a joke. He's going to like it. He's going to like it a lot. Johnny B. Show, who are you? Hello. Hello.
What? Hello. Hey.
Hey.
There's this horny gnat flying around. He looks down. He sees an elephant. Uh-huh. Says, you know, I could knock that off real quick. Flies down there, starts giving it hell, hitting it. All of a sudden, coconut falls out of a tree, hits the elephant on the head. Elephant goes, oh, flea says, suffer, bitch.
Jeez, that's aggressive.
Sounds like this guy's being in prison.
Yeah, that's scary.
You know? Made him laugh.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we know.
Come on, that was funny.
Yeah, it was. You're great, dude.
I hate you both so much.
That was stinky poo. Stinky poo.
I like him.
I do too. Yeah. I did. Until that.
I don't like a lot of people. I like him. He makes me happy.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
I mean, come on, man.
I don't know.
Come on, man.
I don't know.
I have a feeling that that Chub Club Mike was being a little modest about not needing, you know, wanting to get healthy for. I think he really needs a job. We should find him a job.
Yeah, he wants to make pizzas.
Yeah, we should find him a pizza job. If you're out there and you own a pizza joint, preferably near the Newport Richey area, but really anywhere, and you want to hire Chub Club Mike, look, the guy is not only a great pizza maker, but great mascot for an Italian restaurant. He's fat. But he's good on his feet. He's nimble. He works hard. And you're not going to find a lot of people with that kind of passion for pasta and dough and cheese and red sauce. Just slide into the DMs or call. You know, hook it up. I would love to know that we got him a job.
I could see Mike becoming this fitness guru.
Down the line?
Like saying, I got sick, and then he's going to become a YouTube star.
Yeah.
He's going to chronicle his weight loss journey.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to start making vegan pizza.
Yes, girl.
And it's going to be terrible.
Oh, no.
But he's just going to be like, look, if I don't eat this, I'll die.
This is my journey.
Yeah. And he'd be
yeah,
like,
follow me on TikTok.
You should die. But
he's got
all
the
right.
emotional music playing. Dude, I see so many of those on TikTok. And I like the ones where they've lost weight and stuff. Those are kind of cool. But I hate the ones where it's like their first day, and they got like 6 million views. It's like, hey, guys, it's me, Tammy, and this is me yesterday, and I'm tired of people making fun of me, so I decided to do something about it. And I'm just putting this video out because I need your support. Won't you go on this journey with me? Please like my page and follow me on this journey. It won't be easy, but we're going to do it. You'll see. Hashtag body positivity. Hashtag weight loss journey. Hashtag help. Hashtag I love you all. Hashtag TikTok weight loss. Hashtag self-image. Hashtag you can do it if you want to do it. Hashtag, hashtag. And then they don't post again.
That's it. One and done.
Because they're at KFC.
Yeah.